95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint, next week we get in here on Monday, or Tuesday, excuse me, it's Labor Day, isn't it? We get in here on Tuesday, fellas, game week. It's game week. The Texans will be getting ready to take on the Buffalo Bills. Hell, maybe their toughest, at least one of their top three toughest games of the season. The Bills, who are second behind the Rams when it comes to Super Bowl MVP odds on DraftKings.
Let's get it on, baby.
They come into town, and they have had great success the last couple of years against them, winning with Davis Mills once as the quarterback, winning with C.J. Stroud. Both of those times they gave Josh Allen two of his worst games they played. But I think a big matchup that we're going to be talking about and looking at, and I think where the game may be determined, is up front. And many people think it will be up front with Buffalo trying to be able to handle the Texans pass rush, which I think is obviously going to be a big part too. But also on the other side, Clint, is going to be the Texans offensive line and their ability to be able to run the football the way they want to run the football, Clint, and then be able to pass the game, pass the ball off of their run game the way they want to. Can they protect? Can they run the football? Those were obvious issues depending on what you look at. They were rated in the 30s last year in both running and pass blocking, according to some places when it comes to their offensive line. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, former Texan. He is now with the Bills. He will come in here on Sunday, coming up week one. This was his thoughts, his conversation about what he is seeing every day in practice with his defensive line.
I don't want to put no bulletin board material up there, but they like the line I play with in the Super Bowl. Shit, I got guys up front. Like, I don't got just names. I got guys up front. So from drafted guys, T.J. Parker, Zane, Penn State, correct? Like, we got named guys that actually can make plays, so we're not just depending on one person. Doesn't make it easy as a D-line. We got a plethora of guys that you just go out there, rotate, and keep them fresh. And Chubb got them going the right. Hey, Chubb! Pluto! Deuce! You know, that's my guy. With that guy right there leading the charge, I feel comfortable. And Ed. So I forgot about my workhorse. I forgot about Ed. Those two itself alone is just going to dominate. And just wait to see them go.
All right, there is C.J. Gardner-Johnson talking about his defensive line. And listen, I'll be honest with you, the Bills' defensive line throughout the last year and throughout the years, they have sucked. That has been a weak part of their team. And last year, it was just it was even worse. Now, Clint, I don't know if they're rolling out there with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and who was that? Milton Williams, who was on that team that they went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles that he was referencing. Josh Sweat, I believe, was on that team. I don't know that they're rolling in like that, Clint, at all. We'll have to see that. But last couple of years, last year specifically, they were one of the worst teams in terms of stopping the run and one of the worst teams in terms of rushing the passer. So they were rough. They were as bad as the Texans' offensive line was and those things as their defensive line was. They've got some guys there, Ed Oliver, who he talked about, Bradley Chubb. Those are the name ones. You know, Greg Rousseau, another one, 7 sacks off the edge. T.J. Sanders, a young player. They drafted T.J. Parker in the second round from Clemson. So they've got some new additions to this group, Clint. But I think a big deal is to see how this offensive line handles a defensive line like this. Because I wouldn't look at this, Clint, and think this is a great defense. This ain't the Rams. This ain't the Texans, right? This ain't Denver. They're going to face some tougher defensive lines. And I'm interested, what do you expect to see? What should you be seeing from our offensive line that the Texans are bringing to the table? What should you be seeing from them against this level of a defense?
Look, I think solid across the board. I think solid across the board. And when I say that, I'm talking we ought to run the football well and protect in a solid manner, right? I mean, I don't expect Keelan Rutledge to be perfect. I don't expect Ed Ingram to be perfect. I don't expect Evan Brown. Notice I'm mentioning the interior guys, right? I don't expect those three interior guys to be perfect against his defense. Ed Oliver's going to be a problem. Ed Oliver's probably going to win a few battles inside. Maybe he wins several, right? But if it becomes an absolute scramble inside and just chaos inside because there's a duck, whether it's Ingram, Brown, or Keelan Rutledge, and they're dialed in and getting the matchups they like inside in passing situations, then we could have a major problem, right? Again, the Texans, you hope, can run the football well enough to stay out of the third and mid, third to long situations. At least don't live in them to where the defense has a huge advantage. But the concern for me is in pass protection on the inside of the offensive line and particularly at the guard positions. I think Buffalo does have guys that they can get matchups inside and can be a matchup problem if we do indeed have a duck, right? And so when you look at Keelan Rutledge, what is the concern? Pass protection. When you look at Ed Ingram, what is the concern? Pass protection, right? And there's no quicker way for a defense to really cause problems for an offense than to have penetration, interior, in the A gaps, over the guard positions, whether we're talking about the run game or we're talking about a pocket for a quarterback to comfortably pass from, that interior pressure is a major problem. And I think the biggest unknown, if you will, I'm not going to call it a concern, but the biggest unknown that we have for the Texans offensively is, can we protect inside out? Can we protect guard, center, guard with C.J. Stroud? Can we protect in the moments, into half, into game? You know you got to throw the football. You got to get in field goal range. Maybe I'm score a touchdown. Can we protect in those moments, right? I mean, good Lord, I hope we can protect if we're running it well and we're running play action, quick token fakes, maybe long max protecting type situations. Good Lord, I hope we can protect in those moments. Can you protect in the pockets of the game when everybody knows you're going to pass it, the game is dictating that, the situation is dictating that, can you hold your own at right guard and left guard? That's going to be the key.
Because, see, I look at this Buffalo team, and again, to me, Ed Oliver, is the only one where you look at and you're like, he could get away from you. You know, he could get a matchup with any of those three interior linemen, and if they blitz and set up one-on-ones, that could be a problem. You got a rookie who has never played in the NFL. You've got a center who has really been a kind of a backup level type center. And then you have Ed Ingram, who we know his weakness is pass protection. He is the only one to me that can get away. Like, Bradley Chubb is not the Bradley Chubb that was the one in Denver that was great. Greg Rousseau, a solid guy, but not a great pass rusher. I feel like the hope is that this group is able to handle that group because they got some other groups, Clint. They got to run into.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm like when they play the Giants, that's probably not the name that the team that you immediately think of. You start thinking about them Jokers. They keep drafting guys in the top five that are pass rushers. They got Burns. They've got about three or four guys. You start looking. Right after that, if Ed Oliver gets away from you, you got Dexter Lawrence next week, you know, and then if he gets away from him, you got DeForest Buckner, you know, the next week. I mean, he's getting older, but he doesn't suck. Then you Quinnen Williams and Von Miller and some of the guys that the Cowboys have as well. Jeffrey Simmons after that. So it is there are some groups that they will have to face that bring more to the table up front. I feel like they should be able to They should be able to handle this. If they aren't in pass protection, Clint, I think there is something a little more to watch.
Yep.
If the Bills get away from them in terms of rushing the passer and stopping the run. All right, 5 o'clock fire as we continue. The Astros got a big dub. We'll let you know what happened in that game and get you ready for their next series against the Diamondbacks. The Rockets, they gave them in Thompson big money. And the SEC ain't playing with LSU. We'll let you hear all of that, discussing that as we continue right here live.